Time for sports. Time to bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So now, you're a baseball pitcher, I know that, but you're a sports fan. For years, I did high school football broadcasting, okay? Some of the teams were very good, and some of the teams were not very good. But about 25, 30 years, actually, of high school broadcasting. And doing football games, after-game interviews with coaches, Mike, you ask them one question. And if a team was doing really, really well, and they had the same two or three plays they were doing over and over and over and over, you'd ask, when I first started broadcasting, I'd say, why do you stick to those same three plays? And what do you think the coaches said back?
Because they work.
You run them until they can stop them. First half of the Giants game that I watched yesterday, they've got Shaquin Barkley in the flat. They got this other young running back running. They're doing all short, quick hitting passes. 398 yards. 398 yards. The whole second half, they went to Shaquin Barkley twice. They completely changed their plan, and they ended up losing the game. Bingo. I leave it at you. I leave it at that. Obviously, a rookie head coach mistake. He didn't change. He decided to change his attack, and the Giants lose the game. And once again, they lose by like 3 points. It's just amazing, Mike. I'm not a pro. You're not a. But you see this stuff. You do this if you can do things over and over, you do them till they can stop you. For gosh sakes.
I was hanging out at the sludge pit known as the William Hill Room of Monmouth Park yesterday, and all of those geniuses were saying the same thing. Where's Saquon Barkley? I don't know. I mean, it's the Giants, so yeah. I don't know.
Well,
another question he should have asked was, where was Odell Beckham? Because, once again, was it hot out yesterday?
No.
I don't think it was hot, was it?
No.
He had to get fluids again.
Yeah, but they only threw to him three times in the second half where they threw to
him
six.
Doesn't matter. He's not on the field when he's supposed to be on the field. He has to get fluids. Really? He's getting fluids. I think it was maybe 50 yesterday. He needed fluids?
Yeah. Anyways, it was just once
that
again.
That whole team's in a demise. You have a running back who's running through them. You have a game plan that's working. You have a wide receiver that's taken defensive coverage away, and none of them are there in the second half.
It's amazing. It was absolutely amazing to watch. Absolutely amazing to sit there and watch it happen. But anyways, enough of that for the Giants.
They're a joke.
How do we do in our picks?
I don't know who you picked Friday.
Oh, gosh, that's right. I forget myself. What the heck?
I sent you a text where I said I like Baltimore, New England, and Philly. So all three of them won. But I don't know who you picked. You had three winners on Thanksgiving, but I don't know who your picks were for Friday.
I forget to you. Let me see if I wrote them down.
Did you go 0-3?
Let me see if I wrote them down here. Hang on. Oh, I know I picked the Patriots over the Jets. That was a definite. So I know I got
right.
That one. I know I did. I know I steered clear of the Giants. But you're gonna have to put me down as 1-2 because that's the only pick I remember.
Well, listen to the tape. See who you picked.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that later on.
I trust you. It's on tape.
All right. So there's that.
Those emails won't disappear. You'll be all right.
Yes. You never can tell. All right. So now, with that being said, who's playing tonight?
Houston and Tennessee, I think.
I think it's in all Texas. No, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, Tennessee's at Houston.
Tennessee's at Houston. Well, I'm gonna take Houston.
And me too.
All right, I'm gonna take Houston. Now, how about Pittsburgh? It looked like the Seattle game against the Patriots. Did you see it at all?
Which game was that?
Pittsburgh against Denver.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Minute left in the game, Mike. Pittsburgh's on the 3-yard line of Denver. They throw a pass in the middle of the end zone. It's intercepted. They lose the game. I said, this looks just like what happened to Denver. They lost the game.
Well, that's two bad games in a row Denver played. Pittsburgh played. They played last week against Jacksonville, who got thumped by Baltimore yesterday. and Pittsburgh almost lost that game. They were totally outplayed for three quarters of the game, and they wound up winning it somehow. And yesterday they go to Denver and play Denver, who they should be able to handle, and they did not handle them at all in that game. I didn't see the end of it. But, yeah, they get beat 24-17 by Denver, and yeah, you kind of got to question that play there. So what are you going to do? And you look around the NFL yesterday, and there were a million close games yesterday. So yesterday was the day that the bookies make back the money that they lost on a couple of thumpings coming back, because you can't tell me the NFL's not fixed.
All I know is that Green Bay's year is shot. The Giants' year is shot. Indianapolis is looking better, but, I mean, it's just a bunch of...
They struggled against Miami. Yeah. After Indianapolis was wrapping up big games and big scores, they struggle at home against Miami. That's another head-scratcher for you.
But let's hear it for Cleveland. Let's hear it for Cleveland. They're
fine. Yeah, that was weird.
They're in the mix for a playoff spot. Whether they'll get it or not, it does. But let's hear it for Cleveland. They're a wild card. They're in the mix for the wild card.
They're in a mix for wild card. The Jets must be too.
No, Cleveland's actually because their record because they had
they're
that
4-6.
No, they're 4-5-1.
They're 4-6.
Oh, 4-6-1. Pardon me. Yeah, but I'm telling you, they're in contention for a playoff spot. They really are. I know it's hard. I know it's hard for you to believe. But
college
it's true.
Football. What the hell is wrong with this computer now? I don't know. I hit something and I got college football. So I don't know. I was trying to pull up the NFL standings. I can't. I guess they're a game and a half behind Cincinnati. Cincinnati's 5-6. They're 4-6-1. Maybe they are. I don't know.
They're a half.
In the NFL, I don't know. The NFL's like, you know, everybody gets a trophy. So
They're a half a game. They're half a game behind Cincinnati. They're a half a game behind Tennessee. They are a half a game behind the Broncos. I'm telling you, it's.
Well, here, let's look at it. Baltimore 6-5. The Colts are 6-5. Tennessee 6-5. The Chargers are 8-3. Doesn't look good for the Browns.
No, but
they're 4-6-1.
Yeah, but still, there. I mean,
they're improved.
Yeah, they're a lot improved.
But they're not in contention for the playoffs. They need a couple of disasters for a couple of teams like to fly into the Bermuda Triangle.
Well, this
and
is
maybe
the,
they can make it then.
This is the NFL. So what's that? What a terrible league this year.
Like I said, I was at the Monmouth Park facility yesterday, and everybody's watching the games. I was the only TV with my only person there with my back to the TVs because I was watching the horse racing. I couldn't care less about what was going on the football games. It was pretty funny, but you should hear these people in the first half when the Giants were winning. You know, we really got a good shot to make the playoffs.
No, come on, it's just
I'm just like listening to these people. You're drinking too much over there, man. Put your beer down. Something's wrong with you.
There's no bigger Giant fan than me. None. I can tell you that.
You should
right
have heard
now.
Them. Oh, if we do this, and I like the way they say "we," like yeah. They're playing. If we beat the Bears, we're in. There's nobody can stop us. Washington's got no quarterback. Dallas stinks. We just beat the Eagles. Well, guess what? You didn't beat the Eagles. You're 3-8 now, and you could pack up the truck. The season's over.
Yeah, it's just anybody playoff. Nobody's beating New Orleans in the NFC.
Gets hurt.
Yeah. Nobody. All right. What else? Where else we want to go in sports in the next minute or so?
College football Saturday.
Oh my God!
I think Harbaugh needs to get rid of those Woody Hayes glasses. That was a thumping.
Oh my God! Well, how about that game? I've never seen so many top big games where once again college football seems to be emulating the NFL. 50-49, 62-65-30-something.
Yeah.
My God, what happened to defense?
I don't know. Went out the window.
It's unbelievable.
And then you had that one overtime game where both teams scored 70. And then Notre Dame got away with murder the other night. I was watching that game. USC moved the ball pretty much at will with a freshman quarterback. The only problem is every time USC got inside the 15-yard line, they decided to fumble the ball. So they should have beat Notre Dame, but they didn't because they turned the ball over so much. But, yeah, I mean, Friday, Oklahoma beat West Virginia 59-56. Clemson beat South Carolina 56-35. Ohio State and Michigan was 62-39. Georgia door Georgia Tech 45-21. The overtime game with Texas A&M and LSU 74-72. Yeah, Kentucky beat Louisville 56-10. Yeah, you need a calculator to watch football.
Nobody's beating Alabama or whatchamacallit.
Clemson can.
Yeah, Clemson. Those two. No, those are the two teams though. Nobody's touching those two teams.
No,
nobody's touching those two teams.
No, and the only good thing if they win their championships, they'll be ranked number one and number two, so they couldn't play each other till the championship game. But I'm sure Notre Dame's writing checks trying to get themselves moved up to number two.
Nah, no way. No way.
Never say no way when it comes to Notre Dame.
No,
Money talks and people walk.
It's Alabama and Clemson. They're the top two. There's nobody.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. But, you know, again, college football is one of those head-scratching things. Like, how did that happen?
For gosh sakes, if Oklahoma played Notre Dame, it would be a crushing. Oklahoma.
And yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Oklahoma's got no defense, but they can score at will.
No.
Yeah, so,
no,
I mean,
you know. But they'll probably try to figure out a way to get them to play, you know, Ohio State. Even Georgia will beat them. So the deck is stacked against Notre Dame. But they'll try to figure out a way to get them into the championship game. They'll pull some patchy out of the woodwork to get them to play in that first round.